Good afternoon and welcome to my podcast. My name is Svetlana Majerova and I'm a third year student at the Bachelor of Visual Arts course on Sherkin Island, developed by the School of Art, Design and Printing and the Sherkin Island Development Society. Today I'll be talking to Janka Ladiverova, who graduated at the Philosophical Faculty at the University of St. Cyril and Methodius in Trnava, Slovakia. Janka is a herbalist and a Bach Foundation registered practitioner. Moreover, she dedicates herself to alternative medicine, phytotherapy, homeopathy, and Nordic walking. Janka, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
I know, Janka, that you and your partner, Tatiana Zdrahalova, joined your knowledge and passion for healing plants and herbs, and together you've set up a civic association called Bylinkový dotyk, or Herbal Touch in English. Can you please tell us a bit about its history and purpose?
Okay, Tatiana has been producing natural products since 2010 and used the name Bylinkový dotyk. And we have known each other since 2016, and we have decided to establish the Herbal Touch Educational Center, which would aim to connect the soul and the body and provide support in phytotherapy, Nordic walking, and a batch flower remedy therapy, basically. Yes. So we organize different kind of educational seminars and workshops, and as well as collect and process herbs from beautiful mountain area of Turiec in northern Slovakia.
That sounds wonderful. We all have lived through 16 or so months of pandemic caused by the COVID-19 virus outbreak. People tend to look after themselves a bit better when their health is at stake. Have you noticed any increase of interest in your natural products during the pandemic?
Generally, yes, we have. There are especially different sort of herbal teas and tinctures and a batch flower remedies. So yes, we have.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend to people who would like to boost their immunity? Which herbs are the best to take?
There are so many options, yes, out there with the different uses and benefits. So the best thing is to ask for an advice from a specialist or herbalist, because we are all individuals and different. So each person can react differently to one thing. So there are many supporting herbs we can use, from the basic ones like you can find in your fridge, for example, in your garden. For example, echinacea. It's a strong immunomodulator. It helps to recover from wide range of illnesses, and it is a great support. Then rosehip, garlic, basil, oregano, ginger, English or common daisy, chamomile, and many more. So it really depends what kind of problem you want to treat. And yes, so that's it.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
You mentioned Bach remedies there. I am aware that there are 7 emotional Bach flower groups. There are jobs for those who feel fear, despair, uncertainty, for example. Could you tell us a bit more about these groups, please?
Well, I don't know how much time do we have, but it's quite a...
we have plenty of time, so no worries.
So Dr. Bart distinguished 7 emotional groups, among which the 38 flower remedies can be divided. These groups categorize states of negative emotion. For example, the first group summarizes emotions of fear and worries. Yes. The second group, uncertainty. Yes. Which is inconstancy, hesitancy, low frustration, tolerance. Yes, can heal all the character traits in which uncertainty can be manifested. Yes. Third group, for example, compromises a feeling of lack of interest. Fourth group is about feelings of loneliness. Fifth group is about feelings of oversensitivity. Sixth group, it's about feelings of despondency and despair. And seventh group, it's feelings of overcare for the others. So Each of these groups contains, for example, from 4 to 7 batch flower remedies, and each of them has individual use. So it depends really depends on the emotional state of a person. So
okay,
yeah,
I understand. When you were naming the groups, some people could probably identify themselves with all the 7 groups, you know, having worries, feeling uncertain, and so on. So can you combine the different remedies, and how is one supposed to take them?
Definitely. There are actually designed for a combination, and it is the ideal state for combining all these remedies. A combination of remedies depends on emotional state, as I mentioned before. So definitely a good combination for self-confidence. For example, Latch, it is ideal for those who lack confidence in their ability, those who do not believe in themselves and are afraid of failure. So large help them to try and to be more confident. So, and there are many different combinations of batch flower remedies. Usually you can combine between 6 to 7 remedies into one mixing bottle, and the use is 4 drops 4 times a day. You can use it directly to your mouth, or also you can use it in a water, glass of water, or a juice, or any liquid you prefer. So yes, you can mix them, and the use is very simple.
That's great. Can you overdose on these remedies? Can you take too much?
Not exactly, because they're very, very safe. There is no contradictions with other medication, and you can't really overdose yourself. They work on emotional level of a person, so it's not possible to overdose.
That's great. That's good to hear.
It's a good news.
It's very good news indeed. Little birdie told me that you have your favorites among healing plants, and I know that one of these plants is common hedge nettle, also called harp betony, wood betony, or bishop's wort. Can you tell us what's so special about this plant?
Well, yellow woundwort, or Stachys recta, it's a beautiful plant. It's a very rare, a unique herb, and it's got a beautiful smell. It's very elegant herb, beautiful leaves and beautiful flowers, and the properties of this herb are anti-inflammatory, and you can use it for a difficult non-healing skin. Also, you can treat stress with this herb. Also, it lowers the blood pressure a little bit more, and also ideal for gastrointestinal disorders and also asthma. So it's a beautiful herb. I like it very much because you can also use it for energetic tiredness. Yes. So, and for centuries, this herb was thought to have a special properties. For example, in ancient Egypt, and Anglo-Saxons believed that betony is magical, and in the Middle Ages both men and women wore amulets to wear off evil. So yeah, it's a beautiful herb.
Wonderful. Do you believe it's magical, this plant?
Yes, I do. I do, because its chemical structure, it's ideal for healing from inside and from outside. So yes. Oh, well, every herb is magical, so beautiful.
It's a lovely thing to say. You're talking to me from Slovakia, and I know that Slovakia is very rich in healing plants and is a paradise for any herbalist. I wonder, where did you learn about the use of healing plants, and is your interest in herbs lifelong or recent?
Well, first I answer the first question. I have learned from my grandmother, basically my mother, and also I have investigated and studied the phytotherapy therapy at the Agro Institute in Nitra in Slovakia, and also read. I read a lot. I read all the time and study, educate myself basically in this area, because when you do something, you need the knowledge to be as wide as possible. To use the plants as safe as you can, and to be as the beneficiary as possible. And whether it's my interest in herbs, lifelong or recent, yeah, it is a lifelong interest. In my case, I had like a little too long break. But when I met my partner Tatiana, I found my soulmate who has revived it all again and brought me to batch flower remedies and herbs again. So it was beautiful. And I'm very happy about it.
I'm sure many people are happy about it too. <It's>, you know, they can get all these lovely things from you to make themselves feel better.
Yes, absolutely. And also I would like to say that Tatiana is a physiotherapist, and we do cooperate together. So the soul and the body, it's actually the main theme, yes, to connect, to connect your brain with your heart, to connect your soul with the body, and to use many different kind of tools as a phytotherapy, homeopathy, and physiotherapy, and basically some kind of exercise as Nordic walking and so on, yes.
You must be both very healthy.
Well, you know, it's... we're trying to the prevention is the best, okay. And well, most of the people think, well, you work with herbs, you must be really healthy, but yes, the state of physical body is a kind of a genetical stuff, so and also, you know, you can't do anything about it if there is something genetical. And the other thing is about emotional state of a mind and of a person, because nowadays it's a really stressful time we live, and immunity is attacked, yes, because our people are under stress, yes, uncertainty and other things. So yes,
it's great. Janka, thank you so much for chatting to me today. Is there anything else you would like to say to our audience? Have you got any advice or message you would like to share with us?
Well, I don't know exactly if it's an advice or a message. Well, it's about this time, it's about immunity. It's a strong immunity, or a kind of boosting the immunity. Yes. Well, there is a balanced diet, balanced mind, and balanced physical exercise. Yes, and to support your immune system to be balanced, yes, because too much of an immune response is just as bad as too little response, yes. And immune system goes usually down under stress, busy life, little rest, yes. And so to keep healthy in mind and body, it's very, very important for all of us. So our emotions play a central role in the function of our immune system. And the feelings of stress and social isolation are some of the biggest like downers out there nowadays. So yes, so to stay relaxed and happy, so your cells can produce more serotonin and can be happy, so therefore your immune system can get stronger. Yeah, and basically there is just stay healthy, conscious, yeah, and keep safe and take care. So yeah,
thank you so much, Janka, for thank this you. Lovely message. And thank I'll thank you for joining us today.
Thank you It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon again on some other channel.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Janka. Bye.